this guy was like, so blowjob time? And I was like, I get the fuck out of my car. Speaking of which, okay, so I ordered these to make dice.
What?
It's...
Becca is showing me an image of penis confetti, but not just any penis confetti, holographic penis-shaped confetti, and they're all circumcised.
Yep, and I'm gonna put them in the dice that I make.
Because she works with resin, because she's a badass. Oh, hey, just in case you didn't know this, welcome to Casual Casualties, where we talk about casualties.
Casually.
I'm Bree.
I'm Becca.
And today, we're going to be hitting you with a baby suit. So we kind of made the executive decision that until we get enough listener tales, our baby suits are going to entail less moida and more just outright, like, spooky shit.
Spooky-ooky.
Spooky-dooky.
UFO.
Paranormal.
I've been really digging. Yes. Wendigo.
I don't know if I'm ready for some Wendigo stories.
I know, I really want to do it, but like...
I want to do it, but I'm worried that I'm not going to do it justice, because it is a really big part of... Let's see if I can word this right so it doesn't sound like I'm being disrespectful.
Like indigenous
culture?
Yeah.
Shit's important, yo, and I don't want to... I want to do it justice, I don't want to fuck it up.
And then I started doing research to do a mini-sode on the Conjuring House, because I found this girl on TikTok... And her family just purchased the house that inspired the movie franchise, which Jesus I've never Christ. Seen before. And, like, yeah, they own the house, and they do, like, spooky... You can, like, book it to, like, tour.
Do tours and shit?
Yeah.
God damn it, Becca. You're gonna make me travel, aren't
yes!
you?
We're gonna go to Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Yep,
you're gonna be like, I planned your bridal shower, and I got tickets, and it's a big surprise. And then we're gonna get there, and they're like, where's the rest of the bridal party? Like, no, just us.
I lied. I kidnapped you. You're kidnapped. Welcome. But, you know, like, they're fully booked up until 2022. So they just opened up new... Yeah, people are booking the shit out of that place.
Yeah. Duh.
So that one, I really want to do the Lizzie Borden house, because I think that was one of the first ones that, like...
Lizzie what?
Lizzie Borden?
Bourdain?
Bourdain?
I've never heard it said Bourdain. I've always
oh,
heard
really?
Borden.
Really? Oh.
Am I wrong, or is she wrong?
I don't know. Both are correct.
No, that's
it's
not
It's also, she didn't like Lizzie, I don't think. So, Elizabeth. But...
I thought she started going by Lizzie... because of the murders, and everyone was like, Elizabeth. That's Elizabeth Baxter.
No, I think they started doing Lizzie to do that song to make it more catchy.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I don't think she I'm pretty sure it is Lizzie she doesn't like. I think she went by Lizbeth or something. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've looked into that case, but they had a Netflix show based off
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, but I stopped watching it because it seemed a little less realistic.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I got super into it. I was like, this is great.
I'm concerned.
But then, like, I mean, I looked into the actual case. But, yeah. So we're going to watch The Conjuring. And
like hell! I love things all morbid and macabre, but only when I have control over it. So, like, reading and listening, but watching. As soon as my eyeballs catch hold of it, I'm done. I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but I don't like watching scary movies.
Shut down. I used to.
Okay, no,
I
think I
anymore.
I think I know why, actually. So, a good friend of mine back when I was in high school loved scary movies, but when we watched the movies together, she wouldn't watch the movie. She would sit there and just stare at me. Because she knew that jump scares fucked me up.
No.
So, like, one minute I'd be sitting there next to her scrolling on her laptop because I wasn't cool enough to have a smartphone at the time. And she'd be on her phone and we'd just be chilling. And then she'd be like, she would put on a movie that she knew was scary. She'd put on a movie
Free
that
to
she
bay,
like.
Not me.
She put on a movie that she knew. and like had seen before, so that when the jump scares were about to happen, I knew because she
She'd
would
be
just
like,
kind of start watching me out of the corner of her eye, and that would like spike my
and
anxiety.
you're like,
So then when
oh
it finally did happen, I would like, ah!
no. You're like, you're
Fall
like
down on
already at the point
myself.
of anxious.
Oh shit!
Jesus.
No, Mackenzie just went into labor.
I was like, did my mom just text
No, Mackenzie just went into labor. My bestie,
me?
boo. I
Shit.
told her. So for her first kid, I told her that she had to have her kid on a Monday because
Yeah.
that's what works with my schedule. And guess what she did?
Yeah, she
She
went
went
to
to
labor.
labor Sunday night and had her kid Monday
Dude, it
evening.
is Sunday night.
I told her last weekend that she has to go into labor on Sunday so that she can have my god baby on Monday. And she didn't. So I was like, you better hold that bitch in for another week then, boo. And she's like, I don't know. That's kind of unlikely. And I'm like, hold it. I swear to fucking God, you better hold
Hold
it.
it.
Which is funny because like I'm not even gonna be at the birth, but I told her I'll be her personal DoorDasher. She needs anything. I get a text message. I'm there. You want a fucking Starbucks? I'll pop that shit on your doorstep because she's having birth at
Oh, yeah,
home,
that's right. I keep
which is
forgetting
so
that. I love
scary. Oh my
that.
gosh. Like, good for you, boo. Good for you. I'm proud. Proud bestie over here. But like,
I think when that if we do have a second, we're definitely gonna go home birth.
does that mean you're gonna make me be there for you this
Yeah,
time?
maybe.
I'll be FaceTiming
Yeah,
if she didn't even like if she didn't get a chance to fly in. Yeah.
FaceTime her in. Be here, yeah. I wonder, because you can rent like birthing, like it's like a birthing tub, but it's like a little inflatable pool, like a
She
baby
has one.
inflatable pool, yeah.
She got one, yeah.
Nice, yeah, so get one of those. Get like the warm water in
Speaking of
there.
birth.
Yeah.
Speaking of birth, last week we recorded and my cat
Oh,
was
yeah.
actively in labor. Well, guess what happened? So we finished recording at about 10 o'clock at night, and we hung out with her until about 11:30 before Becca went home, and I stayed awake.
It was like 12
Was it closer to
to
midnight?
twelve
It's
thirty.
probably, yeah, you were
Yeah.
probably miserable
I
from work
was
the next
so
day. I'm
tired
so
on Monday.
sorry. But, so 1 a.m., 1:30 about rolls around, and I'm sitting on the couch half dead watching my cat, and she stopped panting. She's just sitting on the end of the couch looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? So I'm like, fine, if you're gonna be like that, I'm gonna go to bed. And I did, and I went and I laid down and I passed the fuck out. Less than an hour later, this little bitch crawled up, like, on top of my blankets in between my legs
Nice and warm.
and just popped out a baby.
It's her cozy spot.
Just popped out a little gremlin
I
right
love
there.
it. I love
And
it.
so, like, I woke up to, like, the sounds of the little, like, so, like, I just, like, I was, like, cozy and comfortable and all snuggled up and half asleep. And then I hear, mew, and I immediately, like, head jerked up. I was afraid to move any other part of my body, but my head snapped
You're like,
up like
oh.
the fucking crypt keeper. I was like, nah, cat! And I, like, fumble for my phone and I turn on the flashlight and I'm like, holy fuck. And so then Kyle, asleep next to me, goes, what's wrong? And I'm like, Kyle, there's a
It
kitty! And he's like, yep. And I'm like, no. There's a kitten.
was
Wanda
just
gave
born.
birth. And Kyle, like, very groggily looks over at me, eyes not even all the way open, and he goes, neat. And then he rolls over and falls back asleep. Great because obviously he wasn't awake when he said this to me. He does not remember this conversation, and he's really good at when he's asleep, he's fucking asleep.
Yeah,
But when
same.
he's awake. Like, there is no in between for that boy. And so way back when we were still pretty new to living with each other, I was really excited about something. I don't remember what. I think I like hung our first photo on the wall, which was really big to me, but like didn't really like
Phase him.
register to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I did it. And he goes, neat. And I'm like, no, you just did the bender thing right in front of like three of his friends. And all of his friends gave him shit for it. And so now, whenever he says neat in front of our friend group, they're like, huh, you did the bender thing. Because, like, for anyone who's seen Futurama, he just
Neat.
goes, neat, takes a picture, and then walks away like it's nothing.
Goodbye.
And so Kyle did that. He was like, neat.
Neat.
And then he rolled
He rolled
over and
over.
he fell and he was asleep again. He slept through me turning on all the lights in the bedroom.
Jesus!
Good
And poor
boy.
Wanda's like, you finally turned all the lights off and now you're turning them back on.
And so, like, I turned on, like, not all of the lights. I turned on my bedside lamp.
Yeah.
And I got a basket and I lined it. And I, and by the time I come back into the bedroom, she has her second one already out. And I'm like, bruh, slow
Danger.
down. And so I get her first. I like scoop up her little newborn, which don't come at me. I know. I realize now after the fact I shouldn't have touched them, but she's okay. She kept all of them. She stuck with them. She's good. I looked it up later and I was like, and it said like, don't touch them.
Oh.
Otherwise, the mother may reject them. And I was like, oops,
Oops.
fuck. Well, she didn't reject any of them. It's okay.
We fine.
And so I scooped her first little one and I put it in the basket. And then she immediately clambers right back into the basket, holding on to her second one. And she lets me carry them into the living room. And as soon as I set the basket down, she grabs her one, puts it underneath a little nook that we made under the coffee table, grabs her other
Aww.
one, brings it over, like chills out. And then by then, my dog has joined us. And so
That video is so
I'm laying
cute.
down with my head on the stack of pillows, looking under the couch or looking under the coffee table at her. My dog's head is right next to me, and we're both just watching her give birth like it's some fucking new teen show or whatever. I don't know. And she's just chilling like it's fucking nothing, just popping out babies like it's fucking nothing. And I'm in awe of all of the mothers in the world.
Birth.
Granted, us as humans do not have to lick our children clean.
Yeah.
However, it is still too much for me. It's too much.
Is too much?
It's too much.
Is still too much?
So we ended up with four perfect little teeny tiny all black beans.
They're so
Okay, they're not all black. I have one that's all black. I have one that's all black with just teeny tiny little white boots. Okay, I'm gonna have to. Okay, Mackenzie, I see you.
cute.
She earned a perfect week of standing on her
What?
activities. Bruh. Dude, I swear to God, my friends are badasses. Between Mackenzie and Becca, like, I will never compare, and that's okay. That's okay. I'll be cool auntie for life. Anyways, fucking in labor, and she still meets all her goals on her fucking Apple
What
Watch.
the fuck
Boo!
is
Who are
that?
you?
Good for
Yeah,
you.
no, she's
I
a
thought it was her
badass.
step goal. I was like, yeah, she's probably trying to do that walk-in thing.
That little pregnant waddle, it's so
Yeah.
fucking adorable. So, yeah.
So four little kitties. I was honestly concerned when you were like, so we stopped at four, and I was like, but the vet said there were like six or maybe seven.
Yeah, and then I called the vet. They're like, yeah, we were probably wrong. And I'm like, cool, thanks. I
Yeah.
paid $100 for that.
Yeah. Oh, you had to. Damn, 100 bucks?
Sounds expensive as I was afraid it would be.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, I guess they just did the ultrasound. It's not like they did an x-ray. Because, like, with Pixie, they would do x-rays so you could count the spines. Yes, and then they could, like, they knew exactly how many babies there were. Yeah.
So I have four little beans at home.
They're so cute. And they go
They go mew. Yeah, and I'm waiting until all their eyes are open and they're fully like waddling around and playing and stuff before I introduce other people to them, which means Luna is crawling the walls asking me all about the babies.
Can I go up and see your kitties now? Can I go see you? She keeps asking for monsters, babies. Have you noticed
Yeah, I
that?
don't know what's up with that.
Can I see monsters? She tried saying Wilhelm, and it was so cute hearing her try to say it. She's like, could Wilhelm have her babies?
We need to. It's gonna be hard reteaching her that Wilhelm's name is Wanda now.
Yeah.
Everyone who's ever seen Disney's WandaVision thinks that name is
I
fucking
fucking love
hilarious. I
it.
thought it was
It is
beyond
spot
perfect.
on. Spot on.
So yeah. So yeah. Oh, I have a video. I wonder if I can get their little mews. Let's see. I have a video of my cat giving birth.
And Luna watched it.
And
And
Luna
she
watched
was
it on
very
accident.
excited.
Oh,
She was like, can I meet them now?
okay. So, like, the audio quality on that is gonna be shit because I'm playing it off of my Snapchat on my phone into the microphone, but you get the gist. Little tiny mews. Okay.
I love how you can hear her little like
Yeah. She
in the
was
background.
getting grumpy because Monster the father was trying to get her food.
Oh, what a Dang, I just birthed your baby, so you're gonna steal my food?
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, yes.
So yeah. That's that.
It was quite the exciting night. I was really sad that I left without seeing any kittens, but then I
I'm
was also
glad though,
like,
because you had been over at my house all night. You would have had to call
yeah.
out. You couldn't.
Yeah, and then I was like really excited. And then that's what it was. I felt really bad that you had to drive me home. So I was like, what if she drives me home and then like Wilhelm has her cats and she missed it because of me?
No, that's fine. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so I don't know why I decided to do like a. It's in French, so there's a lot of names I'm gonna butcher. We're gonna talk about the Green Lady. Or if you wanna be fancy, La Dame Verte. Or Verte? I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Green Lady. So the Château de Brissac in Maine-et-Loire, France. Okay, I was like, are you kidding
I was like,
me? Okay, it would have been fine. I would just read it off my phone. Okay, so the castle has often been described as a fairy tale castle because it's a castle. I know it's called a chateau, which probably means castle or something in French. I was awesome when I looked that up totally. It was first built in the 11th century. It is seven stories, so it's the tallest in Loire
Seven
Valley in
stories. That's
France.
not even a good library.
Yeah. Yeah, let me pull a picture so you can see. It's been. Did you ever watch Fullmetal Alchemist?
No, but Kyle is actively starting to, and I just watched all of Death Note again. So I think
Okay.
I'm probably gonna end up watching Fullmetal
Yes.
Alchemist now.
There's a character named Armstrong. Look at that. Like, that almost looks like the Disney castle with the blue. We have
The
seven
Disney castle
stories.
is after a German castle. Damn, there is something about these Trulies that just make you
That's
burp.
what I
No, I don't believe you.
Okay. So set the tallest in Loire Valley in France, and so 11th century, very, very old. Sadly, it was severely damaged during the French Wars of Religion between 1562 and 1598.
God damn the French and their religion.
Yeah, just religion.
That goddamn religion.
And was scheduled to be demolished, but Charles II, Charles de Cos had other plans and had it rebuilt in 1611. I just realized I don't have my glasses on and I'm making myself struggle for no
That's right,
reason.
just zoom in like the old lady we be.
Just zoom zoom in my zoom zoom in my room zoom. It was maintained by the family line until 1792 when it was ransacked during the revolution. It was again restored in 1844 and to this day is owned by the same family line. Being such an old castle, it has seen its fair share of deadly tragedies. And the one we're going to talk about is involving a double murder. So, the most notorious ghost that haunts the halls is known as La Dame Verte or the Green Lady. Her name was Charlotte.
Really? Would never have known that by the name
I
of
know!
the
Weird! By the name of what I just told you to.
weird. What a
Yeah.
song.
Her name was Charlotte.
Oh.
Obviously, it's tragic. Okay, so she is the most notorious ghost, and obviously, her story is tragic if she's
Okay, I'm sorry, but
haunting.
what year was she? 1792?
1792 is when it was ransacked. That was again restored. I think it happened sometime in the 15th century.
Obviously, she has a vagina. Naturally, her story is
Yeah.
going to be tragic. And
True.
if her
True.
story isn't tragic, then the torture devices that they call her
Oh.
wardrobe was tragic.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, even modern day are
The
like
hair.
garbage tragic. Like a bra with an
Gar.
underwire?
Ugh, don't do
Fucking
it.
kill
I
me.
don't fuck with that anymore.
Dude,
I've
I
done
am very
scabs.
lucky that my mother was a proud member of the Itty Bitty Yitty Committee, and I myself am following pretty closely in her
Yes.
footsteps.
The only time I had big boobs was when I was breastfeeding, and it was so magical. I was
Was it
like,
magical?
yeah, because I'd wear shirts and I'd be like, oh my god, I have cleavage! Like, I could look down and they were like pushed
I
together,
mean, like,
and I was like, Michael, I
you're funny. I was like, I got a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have any of
Okay,
that.
we're getting way off topic. Okay,
Very,
so
very off topic. Okay,
Charlotte.
so Charlotte, she was the illegitimate child of Charles VII and Agnes Sorel.
Okay.
And even though the circumstances of her birth slash general existence were less than ideal, you know, being an illegitimate child.
So not only does she have a uterus, but she's an illegitimate child.
Yes, of
Jesus Christ.
some Charles VII. She was the beloved half-sister of King Louis XI, the legitimate son of Charles
So
VII.
like that she had a good little brother or big brother or whatever.
Yeah, who really took like really liked her, and because of
Oh.
that she was
It's olden times.
loved.
Did he like her or did he like
Ooh,
her?
that's a good point.
Ooh, olden times be weird, yo.
She was married to Jacques de
Jacques.
Briz, the grand, I don't even, Seneschal. Oh, wrong thing. Seneschal. I don't know how you say
Central.
Seneschal.
Okay.
Of Normandy, who inherited the castle. They were not happily married. I'm gonna guess it was some sort of arranged marriage and definitely not something she wanted.
I don't know. All I can picture is that guy from Ever After, the one with Drew Barrymore in it.
Oh my god,
And
wait.
he's like, "You belong to me." And
You
she's like, and she pulls a sword on the bitch, and she's like, "My
Yes!
father was an excellent swordsman."
I love that Cinderella
Oh,
movie
so
so much.
much. Dude, that's my safety movie when I
So
get sick.
much.
And I'll watch, like, when I get, like, when I got the flu, I watched that one, like, 4 or 5 times. And I would
Oh.
always follow it up with something like fucking Repo, the Genetic Opera. Just to further the fact that I am the daughter of a Gemini and have two very different personalities. There's my Powderpuff Hufflepuff, and then there's my fucking, like, gothic Slytherin that I so, like, I look at her and I want to be her, and then I just never
Like,
can. Yeah.
I want to be here. Just dress up as goths one day.
I say this while wearing a Hufflepuff,
Cardigan.
cardigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking cute.
I'm fucking adorable!
Straight! Ain't nobody gonna argue with
Yeah.
that. Oh, man.
God. Not only am I a Hufflepuff, but I'm a Pisces and I have a true crime podcast. Therefore, I am a perfect
She
whirlwind. I
is
don't know if anybody
not to
listens
be
to any of the
reckoned
Zodiac or the Harry Potter jokes that are on TikTok, but everybody always refers to both Hufflepuffs
and
and Pisces
Pisces.
as looks like a cinnamon roll, but could kill you.
Yes.
And I
I
embrace that
love
right in this
it
moment. It
so
feels
much.
slightly empowering.
Love it so much. And then the Slytherin is always there, like, ready to back you
Side note. Hey, Becca, what house are you
Yo, I'm a
in?
Slytherin. Yep.
And at some point in time, I'm going to bring on my Gryffindor buddy, who is the one who bullied me into Hufflepuff, so
Aww.
that she can talk about a hometown story.
Yes. All right.
And I fully believe that, like, Hufflepuff is not something you embrace.
No.
Somebody else has to bully you into it. That is
Yeah.
how you get into Hufflepuff.
I bullied myself into it for a while. Even though I really, all the merch I'd buy was only Slytherin, and then I was like, nah, I'm a
It's fun. I'm chilling.
Slytherin. Yeah.
All right, back on point. She has a uterus. She's illegitimate, and her brother loves her. Also, her
And she
husband is the
married.
guy from Ever After.
See, I imagine because the Jacques, I just imagine the guy from the little shrimp guy from Finding Nemo. Jacques!
Weak.
He's king. But like more of a douchebag because I don't
I'm picturing the guy with a weird ass mustache.
Yes.
Okay, anyways.
So they were not happily married. So, you know,
Is anybody ever way
naturally,
back in the olden
no, I don't
days?
think so. So Charlotte fulfilled her needs elsewhere. Ooh,
Oh,
which I'm sure he was too. I'm just gonna
naturally.
say that. He definitely was.
Naturally. It was just less taboo for him to do it.
Yeah. So the fateful day came when Jacques walked in on his wife in the arms of another man.
No, how
Boom!
dare he?
Aghast. And again, I must mention this is from the, 15th century, so it's very, very old. So there's no actual record of like how they died, but here we go. At this point, the story gets murky. We don't have a record, so there are two stories, like two versions of what actually happened. All we know for sure is Charlotte or the guy, they were never seen again. So
They went to go work on the farm.
they ran away and lived happily ever after.
The end.
The end. Thank you. Goodbye.
No, one of these days we actually are gonna tell a real, like, happy story, and everyone's gonna be like, no, really.
Their legs are waiting.
'Cause, like, you and I always are like, and then they did the right thing. No, not
No,
really.
just kidding. So I don't know if I mentioned it. He was the girl sh or the guy the girl she was having an affair with. The guy she was having an affair with was a huntsman. One of her huntsmen. So I imagine like Snow White and the Huntsman, but anyways. So two stories. Version one. Jacques was so enraged he dealt out over 100 blows of his sword to the cheating couple. So he just whoops out his sword and just hacks away.
I mean, if you replace sword with something else, that sounds,
Ooh, it just got real exciting
the
over
story
here.
just changed a lot.
100 blows. How? Anyways, the other is just that he strangled Charlotte in the chapel tower that same day. So either way, it definitely happened in the chapel tower because that is where her ghost is often found.
Why is it always the spot that you die, not just a spot that you like?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, people always left me the fuck alone when I was at the library, so I'm gonna hunt this bitch.
Right? I'm gonna go hang out there.
Right?
So Charlotte's brother was outraged when he heard his sister's fate, and he swore revenge.
Yeah.
He had Jacques arrested and thrown in prison, where he waited for a few years to be convicted. Her brother,
Charles,
she was
and
the
I love the
beloved half
father.
sister of King Louis. Okay, so
Louis.
King Louis, had him thrown in prison, where he waited a few years. King Louis convinced the court to sentence him to death. And he confiscated all of his property. So he was stripped of title and property. So, like, he was stripped.
Wow.
Yeah. But, sadly, as most things end, especially now, even now, in the end, Jacques gave all of his property to the king, who then spared his life.
I mean,
Louis then gave the property and the land to his nephew, who was the son of Jacques. And 3 years later, Charles VIII, Louis's successor, overruled the judgment. And restored his title and his land.
dumb bitch.
Cause, like,
'Cause dicks before chicks.
yeah. So, yeah.
God damn it. Okay,
Yeah.
like,
Murdered his wife and his wife's
so I
lover.
thought this was gonna be like a spooky story. This really is actually casualty casuals.
Yeah.
Well, casual
Casual
casualty.
casualties. Yes.
I'm slowly dying of a brain aneurysm, probably. Okay.
Fine. We all are. It's okay. The good news is that his family is still haunted by Charlotte to this day.
Fuck
And
yes.
I hope
Get
she haunted the shit out of Jack.
Oh, dude, you know it. She better have.
But the family has been accustomed to seeing her around and hearing her. She haunts the very place her life was so violently taken, which is in the tower room of the chapel.
So wait, she was getting it on in
In the chapel, right?
the chapel? Girl!
Right?
Girl!
Like, cause no one's gonna say, like, she's probably like, I'm gonna go do my prayers, my Hail Marys, whatever, you know? And then it's like, Hail
Bouncy
Mary!
kabow Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how, like, I don't know, like, to some extent, I feel like guys always have these stories of, like, dude, I was, like, at this weird, obscure, like, the bathroom of a really public place. And
Yeah.
me and this girl were
We're
like, dude,
getting
it's
it
like everyone always knows these stories from the guy's side of you. And then
on.
a girl says something like that, and you're like, oh,
You're
how
like, what?
dare you? Well, how is the guy gonna have that story without
Right!
me,
Yeah,
dude?
like I was half of that equation, thank you. I
And
blew his mind.
then the
And
and then
the guy in
whoa.
the cell next to it.
I was like, you and I have different,
Not like that, like
I'm very faithful to my significant
heard
other.
it. Whoa. That's, yeah,
So
that's
that
not
went a little
what
further than
I
I
was thinking.
anticipated.
Oh gosh. Yep, that's fine. That's fine. You're just like, Becca's just trying to do it with everything.
Well, you do play
It's the
a,
bard in
let's
me.
say, not only are you a bard, but you're a tiefling in D&D, so yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure your
It's
character is
gotta
trying to
come from
seduce my
somewhere.
character. My character was, so far, I guess, accidentally asexual.
Yeah. And then we're gonna get married. I'm gonna
I
make it
don't know. Okay. Okay,
happen. Missy and Nick's
If you
have to
can't
get married.
do it in real life, then I guess you're gonna try in
I'm
D&D
gonna seduce you in our role-playing game.
Becca and I were planning on ordering a group order from Lush, and we were both sitting on the couch, but she has a tiny fucking little laptop, and so
Yeah.
in order to be able to see, I was snuggled up next to her with my head on her shoulder, and then my fiance walks into the room and he's like, whoa, y'all are real comfortable there, aren't you? And I'm like, why does it bother you? And he's like, nah. And then just kept walking. I'm like,
Nah.
all right, cool.
It's like if it was Michael, I'd have a problem, but it's just banging. Then I'm like, yeah.
Why the fuck would I be snuggled up to Michael?
I'm the one you really have to worry about, bro.
Like, boo thing, I love you. But, like, your man is not my type.
No, yeah. There's a reason you're with the other brother.
They're brothers, but they don't look or act like it.
No, they don't.
One of my coworkers came up to me the other day and, like, you know, originally when you said that you were engaged to Michael's brother, I didn't realize, like, I thought that he was more like Michael. And I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, dude, your fiance's cool. And I'm he was like, dude, he's like a PC gamer, and he rides a motorcycle, and he speaks another language with you. Like, he's really cool. He also, there's this customer of mine that likes to try and talk another language with me and gets frustrated at me when I don't respond. And this coworker of mine has nicknamed this customer Donkadouche.
Donkadouche.
Because he always says Danke at the end of every
Love that.
cash out because it's
Danke.
German
German
for
for
thank
thank
you.
you.
And so because of that, my coworker has nicknamed it the
Donkadouche.
nicknamed this gentleman the
I love that
Donkadouche.
so very much.
And I mean, like, this is not the first nor the last time a customer is going to find out that I speak
Yeah.
German and
He'll
has
try
tried
to.
to talk to me in
Yeah.
German. But
It's kind of funny when you think about it, how it's like the difference between someone finding out you speak German, trying to like hit on you and stuff,
versus someone who
versus when they find out you speak sign language or can sign. And that, 'cause like when you sign with customers, they're like, they get really excited and they're like, oh my gosh, you
you're
know?
right,
And then
yeah.
like people speak German, they're like, oh, I'm gonna try to hit on this chick in German. Hey.
I don't know, like, 'cause, like, I don't know. I think my sign language is, it's less of a, people unfortunately don't view sign language as a language,
That's sad.
which is unfortunate and upsetting and something that we need to change within our
Yeah,
society 100%.
there is no reason that you shouldn't learn sign language as well as
There's no reason why we shouldn't have paid, like, classes that we are paid to attend as, like, customer
humans.
representatives
Oh, yes.
to take customer or, like, to take sign classes that are for our profession.
Yeah, 100%.
All of the sign classes that I've taken, I paid for out of pocket. However, it's gotten to the point where, like, my customers who sign will stand off to the
And
side
wait
and
for you.
wait until I am ready to help them instead of go to another attendant because they know that I will sign to them and they appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, like, it's an entire culture all on its own that is
Yeah.
not respected as a culture.
No. People suck.
They do. I
Just
don't know.
like you.
It's gonna break my heart if I ever have to leave because I've generated such a like. There's only like six or seven, maybe eight tops people that come to my store location because I sign and sign to me. But when I leave, it's gonna be heartbreaking because I'm not gonna have that wherever I go. Because like if they change me to a location on the other side of town, it's unrealistic for those people to follow me there.
Yeah, which is sad.
Impossible. Anyways, hauntings, let's do it.
Hauntings,
We
okay.
haven't even talked about the hauntings yet, and
Well,
it's
yeah.
37 minutes. So much for Minnie,
I
dude.
know.
So much for Baby.
Baby, just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
It's like that giant baby that's like 10 pounds.
Ew.
Okay, we're not gonna get trapped in that subject though. Okay, so guess, because this is a castle that you can visit, that I've reported seeing her, and the very family that resided in the castle tell stories of a ghost looking at you with gaping holes where her eyes and nose should be.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Are we chilling with Voldemort or
Yeah, I know, right?
something?
Yeah, chilling with Voldemort in a green dress.
I
Yeah, which, and the green dress is fitting because Slytherin.
didn't Oh my
Oh my god, I
God.
love
I cannot see drag queen Voldemort now.
I love that. When not startling guests by her appearance, she is heard moaning around the castle in the early hours of the morning.
Is it because she died during sex? What kind of moaning are we
I'm gonna guess ghostly haunting moans
so
because
it's
she was murdered.
I'm not gonna try and imitate the other kind of moans. So she's just more like
Moo,
moo. So in other
moo,
words, she's mimicking the sound she made with her husband rather than the sound
oh my God. Oh my God.
made
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
Love
why she died. Never mind, don't fuck.
that. Don't. Abstinence, guys. Abstinence is the only answer. Okay.
Or just wear a condom. That too.
Or just track your fertility.
Track your fertility.
Let's see if I can pull it up. So currently, this is the family that lives there.
Aww, they look annoying. Like annoyingly rich.
Yeah,
Like that boy is wearing all
they live
pastels.
in a fucking castle. The Marquis Charles.
Imagine the sleepovers, though.
Ooh, dude. I imagine like Princess Diaries.
Yes, with
With
the big looking mattress
mattresses,
surfing.
yes. Yes. They live with their four children. Yeah. I'm trying to read all that. This is kind of, I'm on their, like, the actual website for the place, and it's translated from French. So trying to read some of it is a little rough. Look
Okay.
how, like, haunting that picture looks.
Anything can look haunting in black and white.
And it's a lake. A pond.
I always have to add to your stories. You're welcome.
I always add to yours, so, you know.
Okay.
It's fitting. I really like this though, at the end. So there's like a lot about like the history of it on their website. And at the end it says, "I stop here. You have to know not to say everything. May this work inspire the reader with the temptation to visit in Anjou, one of the jewels of its crown, Brissac, this great vessel, sometimes severely tormented in the gusts of our history, but fortunately piloted by the same hands for nearly half a millennium. I would be happy to. That the visitor just blah, blah, blah. That the visitor discovers in the Angevine softness what I have not described, but he knows how to compose of his impressions an emotion, and under the skies of the lower valley of his emotions a memory." And
That's a
again,
mouthful.
translated from French, so it's kind of choppy at points, but yeah. But I liked it. I stop here. You have to know not to say everything.
Okay, but like the sightings though.
This okay, so that's where I failed on my research. I only went off of like what I found, which was the generalization of her. I tried to like look it up on like Reddit to see if there was like a string of things that talked about her sightings, but like here's pictures of the actual castle.
My drink is done.
One second. I wish I could have found something,
So,
but I had no luck finding,
in other words, all we're talking about
like, the history, and then,
is a
like,
woman with a uterus.
yep.
Oh, the fuck!
Endings.
Ew.
So that was her.
So, a woman
The green
with a
lady.
uterus who is satisfying her needs
Yep.
gets
Chopped up
unnecessarily
or
murdered.
strangled. Yep.
Her husband practically does little to no, like, suffering because of what he does. And
Yeah.
now she's walking around like a drag queen Voldemort, just through the halls.
If that's the noise that ghosts make, no thank you.
That's what she's doing. Just,
No thank you.
I'm terrified of accidentally making a noise that's slightly too realistic and it becoming a meme.
Oh no, yeah.
Just moo.
That's all you get.
Just
Meh.
moo.
Meh.
No, I'm just picturing really
Meh.
unenthusiastic, just like
Like,
moo,
ooh.
moo.
But like, she's like, God damn it, it's 3 a.m. It's time for me to do my daily boning.
Whoa!
I
Your daily what? I
Moaning!
heard
I know, I
boning.
realized it sounds like a bee. Boning.
God
Gotta do
damn it,
my
Becca,
daily
you made me
boning. Look
snort.
at many chimneys this thing has.
It's beautiful.
What the?
It's beautiful. One of these days, I'll be important enough to sleep in the castle.
They ever talk about it? But like, ever since it happened, like the same, it's been in the same family line, and like, they've all grown accustomed to seeing her apparition.
And so, like, not only is she just walking the halls going, Hamoo, but
Yeah.
now she's walking down the halls and there's somebody's preteen sitting there like,
Sup.
sup, bruh? And you're just like,
And there's like, sup. And she's just like, okay, I'm gonna go now.
Dude.
Like, I just give up as a ghost. Goodbye. No more.
Speaking of ghosties, so okay, I was at work the other day, and this was like the day after my episode aired about like our episodes where we were talking about our ghost stories. So the day after we posted for the first time, which is when I tell my story. Also, I realized that in that episode, I didn't even realize until I was editing it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
My heart.
Hi, Luna, you want to join us for recording?
Where's the
Where's the
remote? I
remote?
don't know, but you should be going to
Is your
bed.
movie over? What are you poking at my face for?
Her face looks different.
My face just looks different.
Why does her face look
Is it because
different?
I'm not wearing my glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what it is?
No, all of your face over you.
All over her.
Oh, what's all over my face?
What is it?
Is it that?
What is that?
Cactus on your
What is
face
it
mask?
though? Is it a face mask?
Oh, can I have a face mask?
Oh no, honey, we already did face mask.
Face masks are all done. We're getting ready to take ours off, actually.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Like this is going
No, we
like
don't
that.
take it off like this. We gotta get a washcloth. Gently take it off.
Do you want to go ask Dad if he knows where the remote is? I think he knows.
I think it's also time for you to be going to bed, baby.
Can you help me?
Help you find the remote? Then you don't need the remote. You need to go get Dad and tell him you need to go
I want
sleepy.
some Snuggles. No Snuggles for me. Oh, I think I hear Dad's voice. He's looking for you. Dude. Well,
Hey,
like,
there's
I was
something
right
wrong
in the
with you.
middle
What
of,
are
like, we were right in the middle of telling a ghost story, and then the door opened, and we both went,
Luna,
Ooh!
the sun is
Well, you
down.
should keep that scream audio at least.
It is way past your bedtime. You need to go to sleep.
Do you want to say hi?
Hello.
Yeah,
I said hello.
Yes, you can.
Having an audio. Say hello. I see.
That's the rare audio of
Michael.
Yes,
he's very staticky and he's always shocking things too.
Including myself. Like, I don't know what to do next.
That's Luna. Say hi.
Hello.
Can you say goodnight?
Goodnight.
I love you.
I love you.
Say thank you. Goodbye.
What is it? Buenas tardes?
Goodbye.
Say bye.
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 Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for joining us on our casual crusade.
Can you say that? Say thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
On our casual
castle say.
Crusade. On a casual crusade. Thank you, Bean. High five. I love you. Go have a good sleep, okay?
There's a quiet voice in me now.
Yeah, your voice is showing up on my computer. Yeah. So, as I was saying, before we so rudely got interrupted.
And terrified.
Dude, oh my god. So, yeah, that was the sound of the door opening, the bedroom door opening, and Becca's child walking in. Our episode aired Monday night. And so, it was Wednesday night, my next full day back at work. I was working an overnight. And I was in the very, very back room. It's a back room identical to the room I was talking about. How, like, I could see something moving back there. But it's a different location completely. And so it's my current location. And I was back there working on opening up a really difficult box. And there was nobody else in the store. It was just me and another female person. And that was it. That's all there was in my store. And I swear to fucking the entire Greek pantheon, like, I swear, I heard just behind me a male voice calling, "Hey, Bree," and I, like, my head snaps up, and I turned around, and there was nobody else in the back room at all.
Nope, bye.
And so I was like, huh?
Nope, bye.
And so then I poke my head out of the little double doors to my female coworker, and I was like, "Did you just call me?" And she goes, "No, why?" I'm like, "No reason. Is there any customers in the store?" Because I know I have a lot of customers that know me by name. And she's like, "No, why?" And I'm like, "No reason." And so that weirded me the fuck out. And then early in the morning, I just walked in quite a few days later. It's like 5 a.m., like, I'm standing on the sales floor, back in our little, like, associate chunk where customers aren't allowed, and I hear my name being called again. I hear somebody calling, "Bree," like, with some kind of urgency, I hear, "Hey, Bree," and I'm like, I immediately look up, and there's nothing there. There's nobody there. Like, I'm standing out there waiting for my coworker to come back from the bathroom. There's nobody in my store. And so twice now, since that episode has aired, I've had what I thought was my name being called by a male voice. And I'm hoping at this point I'm probably just crazy.
That's terrifying, though.
Yeah.
What if it's just, like, you're just so sleep-deprived from the wonky schedule that, like...
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping.
My face is getting itchy. Not itchy, but like...
Like you're ready to take off your face mask?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You can do overnight stays in the guest rooms.
Who was it? Was it My Favorite Murder? No, That's Why We Drink. And That's Why We Drink does an episode all about White House ghosts.
What?
Dude, nothing quite like the president ghosties to fucking give you some shit.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's a good episode, like, to any and all people who like ghosties. Like, go check it out. It's really fucking funny.
I need to go look into this.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I guess that's all we got.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't very spooky.
That's okay. Like, that's why we always, lesson. That's why we pair our minis with a full episode. That way, if our mini is unsatisfying, you can go get the real deal.
Yeah.
Next episode. Cool. Well, thank you for listening. Feel free to shoot us an email. Tell us how crappy our content is. That's fine. I don't care. Over at casualcasualtiespodcast@gmail.com. You want to give us some of your own personal stories so that we don't have to look up our own stuff for minis. We're down to just read your shit. That's awesome. I want to do it. I'm super curious to know what the rest of the world has going on in their own personal bubble. If you want to see any kind of show notes, we are not doing show notes for minis, but we are doing pictures and just kind of random factorials on our Instagram at @casual_casualties_podcast. That also, once I get into it a little bit more, I'll probably be posting memes and shit. But as of right now,
memes.
As of right now, my schedule is a little too much for me when it comes to that. Maybe if I give Becca the control of it, then she'll be able to do some casual casualty memeing.
I love memes.
I know you do. That's why I'm saying that.
We literally have a whole, like, chat with me and the other girls that do my same job. And we just send each other memes all the time.
That you're ridiculous.
Memes that we've created.
I love that. So, if the memes are slightly shitty, blame Becca.
You're welcome. I made this for you.
Anyways... yeah, that's all we got. So, thank you for joining us on our
casual crusade.
We will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. But, like, no, really, though, like.
Like, why are you still listening? The show is over.
Bye. Get the fuck out of here. Yay.